The Farmhouse, The Rum of the Bark. In this room, we'll see the traditional uses and implementations of home oaks and core oaks bark. Look at the two mannequins that are next to the livestock's drinking trough. They are dressed in leather garments and accessories, handcrafted from cattle's fur, which frequent Cabaneros National Park. In this tanning process, the bark from home oak's branches was used. Rich in tannin was considered the perfect natural tanning, which avoided the fur's decomposition. Let's talk now about another bark's traditional use. Even today, as it has been happening for centuries, there still exists one of the most interesting traditional activities in the Spanish mountains, the uncorking. Do you know what it is about? What does this word sound like to you? I'm sure you've guessed it. It's the manual and handmade removal of cork oak's bark to obtain cork. On the video screen on the right wall, you can watch the uncorking process. It's not a job that anyone can do. It takes great skill and the right tools for this task. But there are days that are more complicated than others, and trees tougher to uncork. Trees which have branches curved downward, called sobaqueda, trees with small branches or canutos, and those which have many interconnected branches, known as orcajas. The gang you hear has been working hard on this cork oak for several days. They climb up the trunk without the help of a ladder, and from above, they take off the cork sheet, carefully not breaking it. Once on the ground, they are piled in six layers to be loaded onto the mule's back. This is a way to transport the cork which is still used today in Cabaneros Park due to the rugged terrain where they usually work. Once the cork has been processed, a multitude of objects are obtained, such as caps, insulation, flooring, decorative and gift items, blackboards. Would you ever have imagined that some of them could have come from this national park? We continue in the next room, dedicated to the animal's role in the farmhouse's traditional economy.